Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to finally finding my true calling as a business coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life as they discover the true freedom of being an uncharted entrepreneur. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and enjoy life on your terms, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. All right. Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am your host, Sherry Miter, and we are continuing our series on the Clifton Strengths 34. And today, my guest is Lisa Cole, and Lisa Cole's on my network marketing team, but she is also a nurse, an OR nurse. And one of her themes is harmony. And I can't wait to dive into the discussion with Harmony. But welcome to the show, Lisa. And if you want to share a little bit about yourself and what was your first introduction to Clifton Strengths?
Okay. Hi, I am Lisa Cole. I am an OR nurse by day, and I have a side hustle of Mary Kay, which I'm very proud of, going into my third year this May with Mary Kay. I first heard of Clifton Strengths through you, Sherry, for helping us work our Mary Kay business and knowing what our strengths are and also learning how other people's strengths can help like a team work together, knowing what other people's weaknesses are and focusing on how those people can work with you as a team to make things work either in your day job or in Mary Kay. So it was very helpful to learn a little bit about the strength finders and how it fits into your life. And it was back in, it looks like I took the strength finders online back in October of 2019. So it's been a couple of years.
Wow. It's hard to believe that was 2019.
I know.
We started talking about that. Time flies. Back when the world was normal, right?
Yeah.
Little did we know. Great. And you're also a mom of two, right?
Yes. Three if you count the dog, four if you count Jerry.
Yeah. So I'm sure your harmony really plays into all the different areas of your life, especially in 2020. We were talking before we hit the record on the whole home or not homeschooling, but what might as well be homeschooling part of it easier, but the virtual learning and all the things. So what are your other top five? What are your top five strengths, Lisa?
My top five are, my number one is consistency. My number two is harmony. Number three is responsibility. Number four is developer. And number five is discipline.
And I do remember when we first started really diving into this as a team that we all like, oh my gosh, this is why you're such a great OR nurse. Because I know you have a great reputation at work for being one of the best to work with and teaching others. I know you love to mentor in that field. So we can talk a little bit about that, how harmony shows up there. So I'm going to read the official description that I have from Clifton Strengths on harmony here. And as I read it, just think about like, you know, how does that fit into your life? Or do you hear that like, oh yeah, you know, what are your thoughts when you hear that description? So harmony says, people with strong harmony talents want peace and try to bring others together. In their view, little is gained from conflict and friction. So they seek to hold these to a minimum. Those with strong harmony talent see what people have in common, even during conflict. They try to steer others away from confrontation and toward reconciliation. In fact, harmony is one of the guiding values, one of their guiding values. They seek to help individuals, families, and organizations work together. When others argue, they avoid the debate, preferring to talk about practical, down-to-earth matters that everyone can agree on. Harmony in action. People dominant in the harmony theme look for consensus avoid conflict. Rather, they seek areas of agreement and try to bring people together, are calm and even-keeled, can see points that people have in common, even when they are in conflict. So when you hear all of that, how does that resonate with you?
It definitely hits the spot, if you want to put it that way, because when you're in the day job that I'm in, you can't have conflict and work as a team. You actually have to put your differences aside and figure out how to make it work together. So I definitely do that in any difficult situations as a nurse or in the operating room in general. Look for common ground, look for something that's gonna make things flow more easily, educate people on why certain things have to happen. So I like, you don't have to like the person you're working with, but you need to get the job done and do it in a correct manner. So everybody needs to stop an argument or at least explain why they're trying to do other things. And that's what I try to do as being a leader in my day job, is telling them why and educating them that way. And I think that they seek me out in certain situations because they know I have some more knowledge and I can be a dependable person on, if I don't know it, I can go find out.
You'll find the answers. Yeah. How do you see that with using your harmony in those situations at work where people maybe come to you, maybe there is some conflict? How do you use that theme or that strength to kind of diffuse a conflict? Or is there even a situation that you remember, a scenario that perhaps you can even recall that, like, oh yeah, that was me using my harmony when I handled that?
I think the whole last year, the beginning of 2020 when we shut down, I think was a big step in working in harmony in the operating room, because so many people were deployed other places to work, and we kept a minimum team in the OR for a very long time. So everyone had to do what they needed to do to get the cases done, to make sure that the patients were healthy, and we, provided their independence as much as we could, as nurses. As far as like doing cases, putting things together, like, okay, this is how many cases we have, this is how many nurses and techs we have, we're going to do it, we're going to get it done. And if somebody else has a difficulty, that another person can step in and help them out. So I think that really showed the harmony and the ability to delegate to others, like, okay, you do this and I'll take over in your room, where the situation is more difficult, or, just helping out, making sure that everybody has the ability to work together. They might not know what to say or what to do next, but if you have a person who's been there as a leader and is reliable, then the whole team looks at them and says, okay, all right, she knows what she's doing, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah. And that's at the harmony. Like, you really are one of the best at bringing together the team. Yeah. And like organizing, let's move as a team with that. Is there any tips that you have when somebody that maybe they're not as strong in harmony, but ways that you've created that team work, even in a situation that may not be as peaceful going into it?
I guess just trying to listen to them, finding out what their difficulty is and why they're not able to work in harmony with the other people, say, in the room, and trying to see both sides, say to the doctor, you have to be more specific to this nurse because she's newer. So if you do your part, she can be better or more beneficial to you in the long run. So you got to understand both sides, so just voicing that, Dr. So-and-so, you have to be more specific. You can't just ask for, I need another suture. What kind, what size, where do you need it? How many do you need? You can't just send her out of a room for a suture. So then the difficulties just, they escalate when both parties are not understanding what their job is or how much more one person might need to get the job done.
I love that. And that was so, Lisa, beautifully spoken of exactly what harmony does so well, of listening to other people, not being afraid to step up. Like, you know, as a nurse, some people might be intimidated to talk to the doctor, but you see the importance of the situation, so it doesn't let you intimidate you, because you know it needs to happen. Like, this is the voice you need to use. So I love that.
Yeah. Just ask him a more specific question. When I do orient or precept the new people, if you know, the doctor asks you, I need another suture. What kind? What size? How many? Continue to ask him more questions so that when you leave the room, you're coming back with what he really needs, not what you think he might need. Because the guessing game isn't helping anyone.
Right. Especially in that situation.
Yeah.
Right. The guessing never works in any situation, but in OR, yeah, you don't want to guess on things. You want to make sure the conversation's very clear. So every theme does have their blind spots, their barriers, the things we need to look out for when they're showing up in an unhealthy way. And for harmony, a couple of the blind spots are that they may avoid difficult conversations. And also they may appear weak and indecisive. So how do you avoid falling into those two traps with your harmony? Or do you ever recognize that you fall into those traps? I should ask first.
Well, I think everyone has blind spots if you're continuously learning something. So I may be more confident as a nurse and not really see a blind spot. I'm not afraid at this point in my career there to ask questions. But in my Mary Kay business, when we went through COVID, you know, in the beginning, that was kind of blindsiding me. And I think trying to educate myself more through technology and trying to take little baby steps, because I don't like change. That's a big thing. I deal with it better at my day job as a nurse, but in Mary Kay, when COVID happened and we couldn't have face-to-face parties, I think that was difficult for me. It was a difficult situation for me to be able to look and say, oh my gosh, I don't want to give up this business. I'm happy with people. I'm not going to get to see people face to face. So how am I going to change? And I think that, you know, COVID blindsided me. I think technology at that point, I didn't grow up using computers like the kids do nowadays, learning how to do more on Facebook or Zoom or, you know, so all of that, I think, has definitely been the weakest part of my harmony is this past year with COVID and my Mary Kay business.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of that's consistency too, that consistency theme showing up, because consistency likes things to look the same.
Right.
Over again. So that would be, yeah, where the COVID, the consistency would definitely like struggle with that as well. But I can see too, like with the appears weak or indecisive, if you're not sure what you're doing, that you're just kind of floundering, you're stuck in that place.
Right. Yeah. So I think it showed up more, my weaknesses for harmony showed up more in my Mary Kay business during this past year.
And are there some things that you've learned to work through when it does show up that way of, you know, being able to balance feeling like a strong leader, whether it's in nursing and you're, you know, Mary Kay or even as a parent? What are some things you've learned to do to pull back out your superpowers with harmony to say, like, I can do this or I can be strong in this?
I think trying to keep somewhat of a schedule, you know, with everyday life as much as you can. having a consistent schedule keeps harmony. So when there is something thrown at you, like the kids can't go to school because they were exposed on the bus, then, you know, you kind of have to pivot there and create more harmony by working with what you have. So having to either stay home or ask for help, which is, you know, a hard place for me as a mom. Like, I shouldn't need to ask for help, but sometimes I have to. So I think that working through that was, I had to reach out and say, hey, can you, or are you able to come and stay with Maya? Or are you able to be home for when the kids get off the bus in the afternoon? Definitely I had to work on that. I had to work on not being afraid to ask for help.
Mm. Yeah. To maybe not look at that as a sign of weakness, but actually a strength that like this, yeah. You need to create that team. Like you have your team in the OR, yeah. Creating that team, that support system at home on the home front too. And diffusing the emotional piece of it. I think that's a big thing with harmony is things can get very emotional. And with harmony, it's creating that balance, that emotional balance for people with harmony. And that's what you like. That's where you thrive, is when there's an emotional balance of things. How do you find, because you do with harmony, again, you do want that emotional piece. How do you find you diffuse things that maybe it's with your kids, maybe it showed up again in the OR, where maybe there seems to be this emotionally charged thing, but you're able to step in and diffuse it. What if there are things that you've been able to do to diffuse an emotional piece on somebody else? So you can, everybody can get back to like, oh.
Yeah. Sometimes in my job, all I have to do is show up. I kind of have that reputation where I've told new people, you tell the doctor you're going to come and get me, or, you know, and they'll be like, oh, okay. You know, but that's only because I've proven to those doctors that I do know what I'm doing and that I am there. And I'm a very strong advocate for a patient. I treat them like they're my own family. And I, you know, I'm not afraid to say something for them when they can't speak. Mm-hmm. And as far as home, I mean, there's a lot that happens, I think, in everybody's home life. And over this past year, it's been a very difficult, where I think the kids have had to pick up more slack so that things are able to work in a harmonious way. Doing more chores so that it's taking pressure off of me. So if they have difficulty and they're fighting, you know, instead of screaming at them and saying, go to your rooms, we're going to figure out why can't we agree on this? Why do you have to monopolize one television for Xbox and Maya wants to watch a program, you know? So stepping in and saying, okay, Sean, you have so much time on this Xbox, and then Maya is allowed to watch her program for an hour. So I think a lot more of that kind of stepping in and coming to an agreement, or, you know, a give and take has come around, and trying to make the harmony in the home.
Mm-hmm. One thing I keep hearing you say, Lisa, is that you're really good at listening to others and giving others a chance to voice what they're feeling, and then come to a group consensus on things. And giving people, whether it's, you said that for your, that you're the voice for your patients, you're giving your children a voice, you're giving the doctors a voice, you're giving the other nurses you work with a voice. And that's something that, you know, with your harmony, you've really honed that skill to use harmony to give others their voice, which is a really great trait to have. Because not many people can do that well. So that is kudos to you for that one.
Thank you. It is. It's, you know, I don't like conflict. So trying to make peace with any kind of a situation is, you have to find common ground. And even, you know, what comes to mind with that statement even is working through the school systems with Maya's IEP, you know, having her difficulties and needing special education. I've had to do a give and take with the school systems. So, and believe me, in the beginning, it was not easy. And I've learned to listen to what they are offering. They've listened to what the needs are for Maya and our family. And then we obviously come to an agreement. So there's another place that plays into listening and harmony and working together, because you're doing it for the best of the child.
I love that. What else, when you look at your report on harmony, was there anything else that kind of jumped out at you when you first learned that you had that as one of your top five?
I think what jumps out at me is that I do have high standards, not only for myself, but for other people. I want people to work to their best ability. I have high standards for myself, but I continuously learn. People give me projects, or they put me on committees at work, which we're going through a new computer system right now. And they said, oh, we're going to put you on the charting part because we know you chart everything. So to get an assignment like that and then have high standards, sometimes it's difficult for me to think that everybody else shouldn't work like I do, or have the same kind of outlook. But I want to encourage them to learn and be accountable for what their jobs are and to reach for the stars, you know, have high standards for yourself and be proud of what you're doing.
I love that. And that fits in because some of the ways to invest in your harmony talent, because that's the whole point of doing this, you know, to finding out more about what our themes are, our talents are, because the more we work on them, being our top five, our top 10, we can turn them into strengths. And when we can use them in our life, in our jobs, in our businesses, you know, our careers, our family, home life, everything, that's when we do have, you know, more joy, more energy. Everything just goes better for us when we can use those talents as strengths. And some of the ways to invest in our harmony and talents, because just like everything, the more, if you want something to become better, we have to invest in it.
Right.
You know, you can't show up to the gym one time and expect to get in shape. We have to continually go to the gym. And it's the same thing with our talents. The more we keep working on them, the better we can get. And the more we can be known as, which sounds like you've definitely done at work, that you're known, you know, people probably couldn't put the name of Harmony on it.
Yeah, no.
They wouldn't know that's Lisa's strength, you know? But we know it's your harmony.
Yes.
You know, coming out.
Yeah. Showing the harmony that needs to be between a nurse and a doctor for the care of that patient is definitely one of my strengths. And I tried to give, like you said before, giving that new nurse or that new person a voice to say, I need more information to be successful.
Right. And you have that reputation that, you know, that the doctors are, I don't want to say scared of you, but they know that they probably, I would imagine, do you get requested a lot from doctors if they have a complicated, or how does that work?
Actually more so from the nurses and the staff that assigns the nurses to the rooms. So definitely during COVID, when we were receiving COVID patients to do surgery on, I was always the primary nurse in the room because they knew I had the skill and the experience to have done specific surgeries that the new nurses hadn't even seen yet. So definitely, I don't think it's really a request from the doctor, but respect from the doctor that I was in the room that, oh, okay, this is going to go smooth because she's done this before. But definitely requested by other nurses for family members that come through and for definitely intensive care patients that needed to come to the OR.
That's great. So one of the ways to continue to invest in the harmony, which you are already doing this, but you can continue to do this. And for others listening that may have harmony in your top five or top 10, is to accept the responsibilities of being a good team member. Your willingness to adjust and your tolerance for differing views can become significant strengths. And that's probably why you're getting requested not only for the operations, but also this new program that's going to be going in. The other thing too, is I love to share what other talent themes are good matches for you to partner up with. And I know you even talked a little bit about this at the beginning of the show, how when we first did this in the, you know, our Mary Kate world, how to work as a team with other talents. And this might even be fun. Like some of the nurses that you continually work a lot with, maybe have them see what at least their top five are and see how you can balance each other out. But partnering with somebody with strong command or activator talents to help you confront conflicts head on when your best efforts to resolve them don't work. So those are people that you may want to look for to have in your life when there is a conflict situation that you've tried your best using harmony, but let them step up if it's just still not being resolved. People with command or activator may be the ones to call in to say, okay, it's your time now, or to help you hone that a little bit more to do that. And your skill in harmony of letting every voice be heard helps somebody with command or activator make sure that the voices are all heard as well. And I don't think I said this in the beginning, but harmony is a relationship building domain. No surprise there with that. And just supporting others and finding that common ground through practical solutions. Just it doesn't have to be complicated. And I feel like with that, you can, you know, somebody with harmony can kind of just, let's just take a step back, take a deep breath. Let's look at the situation and come up with a real quick practical solution and move forward. Anything else, Lisa, that you would add having to do with your harmony and why maybe you're glad you have harmony?
I'm glad harmony is part of my life. Like you said, sometimes it's not really what the label might be used when describing me or what I'm trying to do. But I think that, you know, being a responsible person and continuously learning, I can understand different people. And like you said, have the ability to listen and try and make a situation work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this has been a great conversation and you're definitely in the, I feel like the right field there with the harmony and in your personal life as well, balancing everything that you have to work with. So I do appreciate you for being on the show and sharing how you use your harmony to its fullest and to gain that great reputation. And I feel like people with harmony, the more you work at that to let other voices be heard, it's, we need people like you in the world for sure.
Thank you.
So thank you again for being on the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast.
You're welcome.
All right, that concludes this episode, and I hope you are enjoying this series and hearing how the Clifton Strengths themes and talents show up in real life humans and how they turn those themes and talents into their strengths or how they use them in their daily lives or how they're going to start using them in their daily life. And I also hope it inspires you to head over to Gallup and take your assessment today. As you know, I strongly encourage you to go for the full 34. And again, I don't make any money from this. Like, I am not affiliated with Gallup, nor are they affiliated with me. I just highly believe in it and totally geek out on Strength Finders. But take the full assessment. And after you're done, post your top five and tag me in it. Or if you don't want to do that, just shoot me a DM or send me an email and let me know what your top five are and if you're surprised by it. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks as always for being a listener to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast.